We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I have my friend Bernadette, who's going to be talking about how to listen to your own body intelligence. I think this is going to be a fun one. Let's dive into it. Welcome on the show.
Hey, welcome, welcome from Austria. I'm totally thrilled that I'm allowed to be on your podcast, Jimmy.
I'm thrilled to have you. So can you tell me a little bit about how to listen to your own body intelligence?
Mm-hmm. For me, I'm a high sensitive person. So I was always aware of a lot of stuff. But, you know, since education and then you go to school and then you begin to listen to everybody else, because since childhood, you always believe that others are more known and more intelligent than myself. And I totally, you know, lost the feeling or the sense for my body. And to that, I gained weight because I had tons of stuff at home and I'm coming from a bakery and all this stuff. And I really became kind of overweight. And then when I began to work, after I came back to America, I was in a company where they were pretty mean. They were truly mean. And I stopped eating. So I became from overweight to anorexia nervosa. I just got an eating disorder. And when I came back from I was abroad. I was working abroad in France, in Germany, in Sweden, and in Dublin. When I came back home, I was underweight. So I was less than 50 kilos. And I just stopped everything. And the first, I still remember when my doctor saw me and he got not a heart attack, but he was looking like, what? And for me, I didn't realize it anymore. And the only thing what I knew is when I don't help myself, I will die. And so I began to learn a lot, to begin. I was wondering why I can't eat normal anymore. And I begin to find for myself solutions. That's something what I still do today. And I just begin to listen to my body. And I was like, okay, I can't eat this one. I have to find something else. Oh, I can eat this one. That feels good. Okay, then I'll, you know, take it to my diet. And then I find more and more that what actually was happening was to my high sensitivity, I just lost the feeling for myself, but I felt everybody else. And I always wanted to help everybody else. And I always wanted that everybody else is happy. And I just forgot myself to do that. And today I created my own nutrition style, do my challenge, actually to my life challenge, and also my own coaching therapy style. And I learned what actually high sensitivity means. And I also learned it from Asperger, by the way. And it was so interesting because you have different perception than I have. And I learned so much from it. And as more as I begin to listen to my body, I call it body intelligence, because your body is actually a wonder, a miracle. And as more as I begin to listen to my body, I knew, okay, this stuff, it's not good for me, either the food or the drink or whatever. So let's find something else. And I created different methods how I can listen more and more to my body and listen also which kind of sport my body loves and what feels good for me. And okay, I had more challenges than you know, becoming an eating disorder, getting an eating disorder. I also had 3 burnouts, and as more as I had those body challenges, as more as I became aware that what I learned since childhood, or also the beliefs I overtook, are not healthy. And I don't know how it is in your country, but in my country, like working and women, and we have also be tough and be nice and be brave and whatever. They are all beliefs what we perceived since childhood in my generation. And I discovered that this is just not good. It's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. And therefore, I always say I discover myself.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
Every single day, and what through my body, through what I perceive, and as more as I know what I like, what I love, what I be, as more as I can open up again and be sensitive again. And that's in times of crisis pretty interesting, because for many years I create coping strategies, and I'm using my own strategies and my resilience methods to stay healthy in these times. And for me, it's like as more as I listen to my body, as more as I'm getting healthy. And I have today, I'm 44. I'm feeling like 30, or actually 20 plus something. I have the best blood picture, as well as the hormones and everything else, because I'm checking it one to twice per year with my doctors. And it's interesting, because 20 years ago, you always believed that when you are young, you are vital, you can do whatever you want, but if you just don't nurture your body, you can be dead with 30 or 40 as well.
So true. Would you say when you were you say that you were kind of a people pleaser back then, or?
I'm still one of those women who want to take care of everybody else, that they be happy and content. But as more as I see that people misuse this attitude, as more as I begin to say no. And it's not out because I love to take care of other people and nurturing. I mean, I love my coachings and what I do, and also my nutrition trainings. But there are a lot of people out there who misinterpret it and believe that then we can misuse that kindness, or however you want to call it. And that's the only reason why I begin to say no and really say no, this there, you're not going further on. And it seems like that a lot of women having this kind of attitude to want to take care and nurture. And there are a lot of people out there who misinterpret it and misunderstand it and just use it for their way. And that's for me something really weird. And if it's a people pleaser or not, it always, it always depends how you want to define it. But I still say to myself, yes, I understand that I have, for some people, I have to make clear, say no, not further on. And for some people, staying in this kindness, in this nurturing field, helps them to open up for whatever reason they have a story, because everybody of us has a story behind. And I think at the moment, learning saying no and knowing when it's okay to stay open and nurturing is what I'm learning at the moment.
Well, I learned from my sensei and my Joshi in karate that you're allowed to be selfish for yourself. And mm-hmm. It's like, if you don't take care of yourself, and it's like, you can't be there to take care of everyone else. Mm-hmm. And it's totally, totally true. And it's like, if you don't take care of your own self, you could be dead. And yes. then the people that you take care of, then I can benefit from anything.
Yeah. And sometimes they don't even bother if you're not there anymore. They just go to another person. And it's interesting because I'm, as you said, I had a mentor, and he's also Asperger, by the way. That's why I adore Asperger so much, because he said the same what you said. He said, first you take care of yourself. Be selfish. Be selfish so that also other people understand that it's not common and not taken for granted that you're nice. And for me, it's like, what is he talking about? And I'm still learning from that, because it was 10 years ago when he began to say that to me, and I'm still learning from it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I want to be here for the other ones, because I created my stuff 20 years ago to my own challenge. So I understand that you guys also have kind of challenges, and I came over, you know, I went through and just, you know, want to give you my stuff and just that you're happy and content. And sometimes they just, you know, misunderstand it. So I think we just learn every single day. And my body is my signal. If I feel right, I feel good, if I stay healthy, then I go on. If I'm not feeling good, if I don't stay healthy and feeling, you know, just kind of bad inside, then I have to stop it.
So how could somebody start practicing learning to listen to their body?
It's different stuff. There is one basic method, and I love to share it with you, because I see it, especially when I work with women, and especially when I work with women who were abused, that they have no idea what it, the natural boundary. They have they say no. It's a huge topic out there, especially with women. And I learned one thing. I'm sharing one thing with them. It's like a mental method, or that you're really working on energetically and on mentally level for mental health. It's like, imagine you're leaning on your favorite tree. And when you're leaning there, you feel your tree and everything else. Then imagine you go into this tree and make this tree that big. When you still open up your hands and you know, make circles around your body with your open hands, that you still be in this tree. And big trees, and everybody of you know what a big tree is, needs really, really good roots. So use your feet and get rooted with this tree, with this big tree, as deep as possible and as broad as possible. And just feel this tree. And imagine if this tree is your security space, or however you want to call it. You can make this tree as big or as small as for you, how you feel comfortable. And then you begin with this tree to feel your body. Is there anything in your body, what aches or dark spots or something what doesn't feel right?
Yeah, that's basically. I know. I definitely say that there's probably a lot of dark spots in my in my tree.
And it's so interesting because a lot of people, either their tree is so small they don't have space in there, and that's why they get hurt so many times. And if they make the tree big and see there's protection, they get less hurt. And the tree is not only a symbol and it's not only a meditation, but it's something where you can use it everywhere. And our body is not, it's not the barrier. You can make it way much bigger so that you feel comfortable. And I give, and I want to give you, your listeners, this tool as well. You just try it in the tube, try it in the bus. And the interesting part is every time when I go into my tree, because if I don't feel comfortable because there are so many people around, and if I go in my tree and make the tree totally big and make the core of the tree, you know, really tight so that I feel comfortable and cozy inside, the people go away. And I tried it with children, I tried it with women, I tried it with men, this basic method. And that they always say to me, there is change. And I said, yes, because your body don't have to be the barrier, or don't have to be something where you get all your hurtings in. Use the tree, because we don't need the hurtings or the dark spots in our body. And people change. And as more as I work with them, they see the difference. When you work mentally and energetically, that you don't need your body anymore, becoming ill, getting diseases, that we listen to our body again.
So are there any other ways that one can also listen to their body? Would it be journaling be one?
Mm-hmm. And the other thing what I do is I do nutrition journals. I write down my nutritions. And especially when I begin to work with people, I let them write down at least 3 weeks, every single day, what they eat and what they drink, and also alcohol and also smoking. And most of the time, the people say to me, I didn't realize that my food habits are that bad. And most of the time, I say 100%, but most of the time, so 90%, we are emotional eaters. So most of the time we eat out of emotions, different ones. When we have, and I'm pretty sure everybody knows, when you have bad days, most of the time you want something sweet.
No,
me neither, because I have more fun with bread and salad and the kind of cheese, which I actually shouldn't eat, but that's what I like. But every single time when I ask women, they say to me, oh, chocolate. When I'm upset, I want to have chocolate. And I'm like, yeah, that's so typical women. I don't know why, but it's the way it is. And on neuroscience, we eat out of emotions. And we remember our food, especially the food what we can't get rid of or be addicted to. They're always connected with positive emotions. And I give you an example. Jimmy, do you have like a favorite food?
Sushi.
Ooh. With sushi is beautiful. And do you connect it with a good feeling, or do you connect it with a person or some event what you always remember every time when you eat sushi?
I connect it with I just like the taste of it. I like the taste, and I also connected to an event. There was, when I was in a school years ago, I mean, I'm still in school, but I mean, when I was younger in school, I was back in New Jersey where I was born. So somebody asked me, like, when we went on a field trip to this grocery store, our local grocery store, and everybody, this guy who was making sushi behind the counter asked, and say, who wants to try a piece of sushi? I was the only one who raised my hand, and their teacher was ready to have me spit up in her hands. I ate it. And I was like, I like this fish. And everybody was like, you're weird. And it's like, no, I like it. Plus, I had it before that too. So it's like.
And which kind of emotion do you connect with sushi?
Guess, I don't know, like happy, I guess. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like comfort food for me. I know, like, somehow you might say, oh, well, I don't know, homemade meals, comfort food. And it's like, yeah, that's comfort food too. But this is like my healthy kind of comfort food that is not made by me. And I don't think I can make it.
But at least you have a reason to go somewhere where they have good sushi.
Yeah, and plus they always know my name there, so.
Yeah, there we go. And that's what I mean. That most of the time when we have our favorite food, we connect it with good feelings, emotions, with a person or an event. And that's how the body learns. And also vice versa, by the way. And addiction comes when you connected an event or a nutrition with a feeling which gives you something out of it.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Do you know what I mean?
For entertainment.
Yes. And that's so interesting. And that's how the body sometimes, like with drugs and alcohol, because the connective, the feeling with I have fun, I'm together with other people, like-minded one, and I just feel good, this feel-good feeling. And that's why a lot of people don't get away from those addictions. And our body remembers it. Our body, it's the same with sushi. Your body knows, you get happy with it. So your body reminds, let's go sushi again because I had a feeling, a really good feeling about it.
Plus, there's also sometimes where I just have a really strong taste for it. It's like, I haven't had this in a while. I want more sushi. You kind of get bored after a while on other things. It's like, I want sushi.
Yes. Me neither.
And of course,
I love
the sushi place where I like is like less than 5 minutes away from me. So it's like probably like 2 minutes away. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want sushi.
But that's interesting. And our body, and what I'm got more and more sensitive because I deleted all those memories with the food so that my body chooses the food where I get healthy. Inclusive sushi, by the way, because this is really, really good food. And when you crave for something, then most of the time in this food.
Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you are stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes deliver right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make your home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including the free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. The code is use at checkout HFAFF80 for the discount.
What are you craving? Is something in there, either vitamins, minerals, or whatever, what your body needs to stay healthy as well. And I learned it actually from children. I don't know how if you remember it when you were a child. For me, example, I just ate days some the similar stuff because it feels good and it seems like that I needed it, and then I stopped it for a while. I still do it. At the moment I have pumpkin. I could eat pumpkin every single day, 2-3 times per day. I don't matter. I just love it. So yeah, there is something in there.
I can eat pumpkin a lot too. I can eat pumpkin a lot too. I literally just saw like 6 different pumpkin recipes today on Facebook.
Yes.
I want this now.
Yes. But on one side, it's the time for it. And I always said I love to have seasonal food and also as close as possible grown. And on the other side, it has a reason why in this time, this certain food is growing, because it's something what our body actually needs. Like pumpkin or sweet potatoes, this is kind of food what's typical for autumn. And they have the minerals and vitamins what you actually need for your body that's staying healthy.
So when people track their food, should they use an app or should they write it down?
I am a writing down person. Even when I'm online all day, it's probably the reason, but I'm a person who has a printed paper, write it down every single day. My mom cooks at the moment because she loves to cook. And I write her down, okay, mom, I need this food and this one, only that we have a mixed food and mixed meals, and that I have all my minerals and vitamins and that I stay healthy. And as more as I write it down, I get more sense of it to stay healthy. It's like top sporty people, they also have their nutrition plan. Normally they also have, you know, that they weighted everything, single one, that they don't eat too much or something like that. That's what I'm not doing, but I write down every single day, or actually ahead for the week, what food do we have at home? How can we combine it that that's a balanced food and balanced meal every single day, and that they have all the energy what I actually need for working, because especially this month I work a lot, and if I would eat, yes, it was crazy. October was crazy for working. And if I wouldn't eat right or healthy, I couldn't handle all the work. So food should be your medicine. There is a sentence Hippocrates always said, food should be your medicine. And if you choose the right food, you stay healthy. It's the same actually with sport. If you do, you know, way too much sport, it's not healthy. If you not do any sport, it's not healthy either. But if you do the right sport, asking also your body, which kind of sport is actually good for you, for your body, then you choose the right stuff and you stay healthy.
Like for me, I'm totally the opposite. I use my Fitness Pal. It's an app on my phone. Mm-hmm. If somebody gives me a piece of paper, chances are I'm going to lose it. Like 99.9% chance I will lose it. Like, I kid you not, I used to have a Microsoft Word on my computer, and it came in one of those, it was a lifetime subscription, just like one-time purchase, and it was like a 2013 version of it, and I had the key somewhere for it, I mean, like the product key for it, but I don't remember where I put it, so I'm like, and my parents asked me, it's like, well, is it in your filing cabinet? It's like, it probably is, but I don't have time to go look for it. And it's like, well, come on, you're being lazy. And it's like, no, I'm not being lazy, but I'm doing like 6 million other things in a day. And it's like, I don't have time to go freaking look for it, because what if it's not there? Then I'm going to look for another freaking spot where it is. Mm-hmm. And I'll look for it after the semester in college.
But I tried apps too, And it was so crazy because when I used this app, I think the name is JCO or something like that, I began to eat more. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. So I deleted this app and I just like, no. So that's why I still have my piece of paper. And I'm like, and my mom, it's like, mom, for tomorrow, I need this food. I wrote it down. Please stick to the meal. Sometimes she just makes, you know, for herself, something else, of course, cake. Tons of cakes my mom makes, but I think it's Austrian problem. We just love baking and we just love eating cakes. And it's just like, if I would use the app again, I it would be crazy. Because for me, it's like, there's one thing what I stopped actually, even when I'm a nutrition trainer, I don't do any calorie counting. This calorie counting made me crazy.
Not for me. I don't use it for calorie counting. I use it for my macros, more accurate.
Okay.
So far I've tracked over almost 300 days worth of tracking. I was like, I want that 365. I want a whole year of tracking.
I think, but on one side, you're actually right because you can see the results. You can see the difference between last year and this year, what I actually don't have. But as more as there's one event which made me thinking actually, because I made a practice for my nutrition trainer education with teen female teenies. And they in an institute where they worked regarding eating disorder, and those teeny ladies they were amazing in calorie counting, and I was like it was so scary to see. I mean they truly had an eating disorder, and seeing how they fit into.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
To calorie counting, I was like, no way, I'm not going there. I just begin to listen to my body. And if there is a cheating day, it's totally okay. If I still feel healthy, getting energy out of it, and don't have any gut problem, then it's okay. And for me, because when I need to count calories, it's like there's no fun. There is no pleasure in eating. There is no enjoying, you know what I mean? And for me, it's like I cook on my own. I know what I like. Meanwhile, I know which nutrition is good for my body and for my gut especially. And this it should be still make fun. If you lose the fun or the pleasure of eating, do diet, do only, I don't know, staying young and staying thin, there's no pleasure in it anymore. And that's why I stopped it.
I kind of would tell people, I wouldn't say, for me, I'm doing it kind of as a lifestyle because then it's just what I do every single day. Now, for Sunday, sometimes I do a cheat meal or one day a week if I want one. But for instance, like I could go literally a whole few months without a cheat meal, I don't care. And like for me, I don't really find entertainment in food. For me, entertainment comes from video games, movies, TV shows, reading a book. I just finished reading my 20th book of the year 2 days ago. And I just started my 21st book yesterday. So I don't know if I have a life or don't have a life. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just a nerd. I don't know.
Me too, but a different one. For me, it's like I'm working so much and sitting a lot in front of the computer. For me, cooking, baking, and also reading books, but offline. I hate reading books online. It's like the work-life balance. The same with traveling. There are a lot of people who have no idea why I'm traveling so much, and I'm like, hey, that's my hobby. I'm getting so calm when I'm around, when I'm traveling. I'm also stopped flying. I'm just traveling by bus and by train, only because no one can reach me there at this time. And for me, it's like poor pleasure and just calm down for me. And you know, but I think everybody finds for themselves the work-life balance, and actually we should. And if it's for others being a nerd, I'm like, I don't care. I feel I'm happy. I just love it. I also love it to try every single food in different countries, what they believe their specialities, which is not sometimes really a good idea, but I still do it, especially in countries, you know, like in Asia. And so sometimes it's a good idea when you just ask what's in there before you try it. That's just only a little tip of myself. And as long as you are happy, that's what I always say. I don't care anymore what other people are saying. I don't care anymore if other people believe what I'm eating is too healthy or looks disgusting. And so, yeah, maybe for you. But I like it. My body likes it. I'm staying healthy. I'm healthy and vital. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't eat junk food anymore. And I just have different interests. And I think that's totally okay as well.
I eat junk food occasionally, like maybe during a holiday meal like Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas, or some other kind of holiday. Not like every single holiday, but the major ones where you gather around with friends and family, not like, I don't know, Valentine's Day or Memorial Day. I was like, I need all the junk food. And it's like, they're very special occasions.
But I think if we don't let it happen that we have cheating days, then it's like this must, in my deepest belief, is that we should get rid of this must. I must be healthy. I must eat healthy food or do healthy
sport. You have to be a balance.
Yes. And it's totally okay. And I had a doctor, and he was really, really profound for my life. He became over 90, and I grew up with him, and he was totally into holistic medicine back then even. And he always said to us, you have to eat at least two kilos of, he said, dirt. So, you know, not healthy food per year. Otherwise, you're too healthy. And I still remember I grew up, you know, we were playing outside. We got dirt. We didn't, you know, wash the fruit. We just picked it from the tree. We did, you know, we just cleaned the dirt down and we just ate it. And we were healthy. I was once a year ill, just some days, and that's it. So I was really healthy. And when he said this sentence, it was an excuse actually to go to McDonald's, because our doctor always said we have at least 2 kilo dirt per year. Hey, yes, we can go to McDonald's again because we are eating healthy now. It's totally okay when we eat this one. And if you lose the fun with food, then you have a problem. And it doesn't matter. And there is also another sentence of Hippocrates. He said, the doses makes a difference. If you only eat and stay healthy, it's not healthy either. If you only live totally, you know, drugs and alcohol and junk food, it's not healthy either. Just listen to your body. Yeah, you just listen to your body and make a balance. Make a balance, and it should still be fun out of it.
So before we wrap up, where can people follow you?
Oh, I'm. You will find me on every single social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, Pinterest. On Pinterest, by the way, I have tons of recipes. If someone is interested in different categories, and my nutrition website is orinition.com, and we will relaunch it because I begin now to really go out there and begin to train and teach people how to listen to themselves again, because in time of crisis, it's the best way to stay healthy. Just listen to yourself. And it's not always about food. It's about all intakes, what you take. It's the same with people, how they talk, what you see on media, and what you actually want to perceive in your life. And staying healthy is on all levels. That's my deepest belief.
So true. Well, thanks for being on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. Let's stay in touch. Yes. And before we wrap up, for all my followers out there, I'll include all the links in the show notes. And I know I said that in the other few podcasts and I haven't done it yet, but I'm playing catch up. And for those who follow me on Pinterest, Crazy Fitness Guys on Pinterest, it's broke at the moment. My lovely tool is broke. It's all because of Pinterest's fault. So don't blame me, blame Pinterest. I'm sorry, Pinterest, but no.
We have to say that. Yes, we have to say that. That's totally okay.
Well, thanks for coming back. Thanks for being a guest. And I hope we can have you back on.
Yes. Bye to everybody. Yeah.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?